The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live Internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Wow! I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. So good. So good.
There are effective solutions to a number of health problems, from acne to thyroid. There are amazing combinations of medical and nutritional solutions. Welcome to Ask Lorna Live with host Lorna Vanderhaeghe. Our program is a frank, lively discussion that can help you feel fit and fabulous. Now, here's your host, Lorna Vanderhaeghe.
Well, good day, everybody. Today we were going to talk about how to boost libido, but during the week I had so many questions from women in regards to polycystic ovarian syndrome, ovarian cysts, and even ovarian cancer. I thought we would put off the libido enhancing show until next week. So when we look at ovarian cysts, they're very common. Ovarian cysts are very common. They exist often without any symptoms, which is one of the problems when we're talking about ovarian cancer. So let's see what a normal cycle is in regards to why we develop ovarian cysts. So in a normal cycle, every month, several follicles are produced, each containing an egg. A surge of a hormone called luteinizing hormone occurs, and follicle-stimulating hormone, which helps release the egg. And then progesterone increases. If the egg is not fertilized with sperm, the cycle starts all over again next month, and that's what we call a regular menstrual cycle. Sometimes, however, no egg is secreted. So even though you may have made follicles, no egg is secreted, then lots and lots of estrogen is produced, no progesterone is secreted, and even more testosterone is made. This matures the follicles instead into fluid-filled sacs or cysts that grow larger every month until progesterone is secreted properly again. So we end up with, instead of an egg being secreted, we end up with a cyst. Even they can be fluid-filled, they can be solid, and cysts can appear in a very short period of time, and they can disappear just as quickly. So 1 month you might have an ovarian cyst that's fluid-filled, and the next month they're gone. They can be alone, so just one cyst, or they can be in groups or small or large clusters. Some can get as big as a lemon. And often when cysts are a few centimeters in size, doctors will recommend surgery. And they recommend surgery because those cysts can get so big and heavy that they then twist the fallopian tube, and that can be a life-threatening situation. It actually happened to me years and years ago where I had an ovarian cyst that I didn't know I had, and it got so big that it twisted the fallopian tube, and then I had to have surgery to remove not only the ovary but the fallopian tube as well. Diet and supplementation with certain nutrients can be used to get ovarian cysts to disappear so they don't come back again, and to prevent them from happening in the first place. The risk of cancer increases when cysts become solid. So in my case, the ovarian cyst became very large and very solid, and that was problematic. Thankfully, it didn't have any cancerous cells in it. Ovarian cancer is rare, but it's difficult to diagnose, and remission rates with conventional medicine are really poor. Sometimes a follicle is able to grow tissue or skin cells within the cyst, and these types of cysts will not disappear and must be surgically removed. So you may have one of those solid type cysts that we won't be able to break down using nutrients. Thankfully, that's quite rare. So what are the symptoms? Often ovarian cysts are not noticed until you have a pelvic exam at the doctor's office or by an ultrasound scan. That's why it's very important to go for your annual Pap test, because doctors will generally perform a pelvic exam at the same time. And for those with symptoms, the most obvious symptom is pain. Either tenderness to the touch or a constant sore or burning sensation in the abdomen located in the lower abdomen or off to the right or left. Some people get back pain as well, and pain may occur during ovulation or intercourse. And if a cyst erupts in the pelvic cavity, blood and fluid will often discharge and again causing pain. So the bottom line is any type of pain should truly be evaluated with an ultrasound. And if your doctor won't give you an ultrasound, truly insist, because this is your body and you want to make sure that everything is okay. So what causes ovarian cysts? Well, it comes down to hormone imbalances. And for those of you who have not listened to the show that I did on estrogen dominance, so that's too much estrogen, go and listen to that show as well, because ovarian cysts are a condition associated with too much estrogen in the environment. So estrogen dominance is brought on by poor elimination of waste by a lymphatic system, colon, liver, and kidneys that aren't maybe working so well. Emotional or physical trauma, they've also linked multiple ovarian cysts to that type of problem. Prolonged stress, which causes your cortisol levels to go up, which causes your estrogen to go up, which creates more problems. And even heavy exercise can cause increased estrogen to occur. So if you're a runner or you're constantly bodybuilding, you may want to take a look at what's going on with your estrogen levels. A diet that's too high in meat and dairy products or soy products can also be responsible for elevating estrogen levels, especially commercially produced meat or commercially produced dairy products. We know that they have estrogen in them, and the meat often has synthetic testosterone as well. And when we talk about polycystic ovarian syndrome, we definitely do not want to have foods that contain excess synthetic testosterone either. Cysts that occur after menopause, so that's when your periods have stopped, should definitely be evaluated by a physician, because there's a greater risk of them being cancerous. And the risk of ovarian cancer is increased with the use of fertility drugs or birth control pills. And if you've never been pregnant. So one of the wonderful things of being pregnant is that it protects our breasts against breast cancer. It also reduces our risk of different types of estrogen-related cancers. So if you are doing fertility treatments, then you want to listen to the show that we did on fertility, because you want to take EstraSmart to protect you against any of the negative effects of the fertility drugs, because EstraSmart will make a huge difference in regards to detoxifying the body of all these excess estrogens. So I have a question from somebody who says that they have recurring cysts, so what can they do? And that's really what we want to do, is we want to fix the problem before it begins. We want to stop them from coming back. You know, sometimes your doctor will remove that cyst, but you want to make sure you're never going to get another one again. So we use EstraSmart for that. And EstraSmart is a combination of indole-3-carbinol, DIM, D-glucarate, sulforaphane, green tea extract, rosemary, some curcumin. And these nutrients have all been designed to keep your estrogen to progesterone levels normal, to stop abnormal cell growth. So when we think about ovarian cysts, we have to understand that those are cells that are growing abnormally. That's not the way that things should be happening. We shouldn't see cells, you know, accumulating so that a cyst occurs. We want to have normal cellular division. And so taking something like EstraSmart, and I suggest if you have recurring ovarian cysts that you take 2 to 4 EstraSmart per day with food to correct that. You also really want to look at your diet. And the things that we can do diet-wise are getting rid of the current commercially produced dairy products from your diet. That's one of the biggest sources of increased estrogens that are disrupting our hormones. Stop consuming soy foods, because they also raise estradiol. Lots and lots of organic vegetables. De-stress your life. And I continually talk about this, but we have to understand that when we're under lots of chronic stress, what happens is our cortisol goes up, our estrogen goes up, and this disrupts our male and female hormones. and further creates abnormal cell growth in the body. So go on EstraSmart to get those ovarian cysts to cease coming back. And how long does it take? That's always the question I get. How long is it going to take for these cysts to disappear? Well, some women on 4 capsules of EstraSmart a day will have their cysts disappear in 1 month. Other women will have to take EstraSmart for a few months to have them disappear. And if you get recurring cysts, I suggest you stay on a maintenance dose of EstraSmart, about 2 capsules per day. I got another email from Yvonne, and she said, my mother had ovarian cancer and the doctor wants me to have a complete hysterectomy. And they want her to have a complete hysterectomy because of the increased risk of ovarian cancer that she has because her mother is a first relative. Well, first I'd have the genetic testing. You know, if you carry the BRAC gene or one of the genes for cancer, then I would suggest that you have to get really aggressive. But one of the things they don't tell us when they talk about having a hysterectomy to prevent ovarian cancer is that you have ovarian cells that line your pelvic cavity as well. So taking out your ovaries and your uterus is not going to give you that safety net that you think it is. So I always tell people, why not get our body back into a mode of seeking, recognizing, and destroying cancer cells? And we can take immune nutrients to do that if you're worried that your immune system isn't working so well. And so I would take ImmunoSmart every day, which is a combination of beta-1-3-1-6 glucans, zinc, and vitamin C, buffered vitamin C. I would take that every day to make sure my immune system was nice and strong. That's key for anyone who has cancer or who has a risk of cancers. I would definitely take that. So it's pretty much all of us, I think, at this point. And then I'd really look at cleaning up your environment. You know, get rid of those estrogen-based products out of your home. You know, don't buy those cleaning chemicals that are full of dangerous estrogenic compounds. Go to skindeep.com and look up your current cosmetics that you're using so that you can make sure that the cosmetics, the skin cream, the conditioners, all the things that you're using do not contain parabens or phthalates or other endocrine disruptors. The endocrine system is your hormone system in the body. And so we want to make sure that your endocrine system is nice and healthy. And the way we do that is by avoiding exposure to all of these hormone disrupting agents in our cosmetics. And then, of course, the food recommendations that I made earlier to prevent recurring ovarian cysts. So no soy, buy organic dairy products if you really like dairy products. And I know Dr. Pratt wrote a book on breast cancer and dairy products, and every woman should read that book. And also we want to make sure that our thyroid is working well, because there is a connection between low thyroid and increased rates of female-related cancers, especially the hormone-related cancers. So we want to make sure that our thyroid is working well also. You can read my free book as well, an A to Z or A to Z Women's Guide to Vibrant Health, which is on the website at hormonehelp.com. So that's the word hormone and the word help, H-E-L-P.com. Go there and read the book so that you can learn about all the lifestyle things that you can do to help stop ovarian cysts from occurring in the first place and to protect yourself against ovarian cancer. When we come back after the break, we're going to talk about polycystic ovarian syndrome, which is a very common condition that we're seeing in women today.
A fresh look at today's health. Voice America Health and Wellness.
Have you tried everything to lose weight and still can't budge that belly fat? Do you know that skin tags are the earliest warning sign of diabetes? Well, busting belly fat and normalizing blood sugar just got easier. Over 30 research studies have shown that quercetol found in GlucoSmart can get rid of belly fat fast in both men and women. Get Lorna Vanderhaeg's weight loss book free when you purchase GlucoSmart at www.hormonehelp.com. That's hormonehelp.com.
Have you figured out what's not working in your life? Could you use a little help? Join your host, Tamaran, for Let's Figure It Out. Tamaran has had both highs and lows in her life. She uses her experiences to teach you some basic techniques on how to live a better life through health, relationships, and more. Her guests also come from the health and wellness industry, and together, Tamaran and her guests will help you get your life on the right path. Let's Figure It Out airs live every Thursday at 3 p.m. Eastern Time, noon Pacific, on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel.
Opinions, options, answers. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't.
It's Ask Lorna Live. To speak with Lorna or her guest today, call into our program at 1-866-472-5792. Again, that's 1-866-472-5792. You may also send in an email to AskLorna at hormonehelp.com. Now, back to the show.
Well, during the break, I got a couple of email questions that I think I'll answer before we talk about polycystic ovarian syndrome. I have a question that says, my doctor won't do an ultrasound because he says I have irritable bowel syndrome. How does he know I have irritable bowel syndrome? Well, it's a really good question. And often women are diagnosed with irritable bowel syndrome or some kind of gut disorder when what they truly have is ovarian cysts. So it's always important that you insist on having an ultrasound because they'll be able to look at your ovaries and make sure that you don't have ovarian cysts occurring. And often women are misdiagnosed. You know, this is one of the problems with ovarian cancer. It's very hard to diagnose. And so if you think there's something wrong, you want to insist on having an ultrasound. I have a dear friend who spent a year and a half going to the doctor complaining about lower abdominal pain and gas and bloating. And the doctor kept saying, no, you've got irritable bowel syndrome, irritable bowel syndrome. And one time she went to the doctor and her doctor wasn't there. There was another replacement doctor in place. And that doctor decided to do a pelvic exam and discovered that she had a very, very large ovarian tumor. And thank goodness that this doctor was there because they were able to remove the tumor. They did it the same day. And she is now alive and well. She did end up having ovarian cancer. So it's very important that if you think something's wrong and you disagree with your doctor's diagnosis, it's your body. You want to request to have an ultrasound. I have another question as well about terrible low back pain. And they said, well, they heard me mentioning low back pain as a symptom of ovarian cysts. She says, my doctor's never considered that it may be ovarian cysts. And so when you have symptoms like low back pain and you obviously have not pulled a muscle, hurt your back, your bowels are working fine, everything is functioning well, the next thing to do is to look at all our female organs. And we have this beautiful diagnostic test, an ultrasound. It's not expensive. It lets us see if things are abnormal. And so go and have an ultrasound. And I cannot tell you how many women are misdiagnosed with bowel disorders when what they have is ovarian cysts or endometriosis or a thick uterine lining or some other female problem that we could easily treat. And remember, the fastest solution to getting rid of ovarian cysts and getting those hormones back into balance is EstroSmart. So let's talk about PCOS now, polycystic ovarian syndrome. So I'll tell you a little bit about it, and then I'll answer the copious number of questions that I have on PCOS. But PCOS is a disorder where many fluid-filled cysts can be present. And I say can be present because PCOS, the name PCOS, was given to this condition because they thought every woman who had polycystic ovarian syndrome had multiple cysts in the ovaries. Of course, we've now discovered years later that some women don't get ovarian cysts, but they still have PCOS. So I'll tell you how we can figure that out in a minute. So PCOS is a disorder where you've got many fluid-filled cysts. They can be present or may not be. male hormones are generally excessively high. So, and blood sugar and insulin are also disrupted. In this disorder, excess luteinizing hormone increases the production of male hormones like testosterone, DHEA, androstenedione, DHT, that can cause acne and coarse hair growth on the face and the body. Up to 10% of the U.S. and Canadian population are affected by PCOS, and PCOS is now on the rise, and it is considered one of the most common hormone conditions in women today during their reproductive years. Because eggs are frequently not secreted, fertility is a problem. So period irregularities are a big sign. No periods, maybe spread out periods, and these women generally don't ovulate. And fertility is a big concern. We have 1 in 6 women today that are infertile, and the numbers are climbing. If pregnancy does not occur, it often, if pregnancy does happen, so if you finally get pregnant, often the pregnancy will end in a first trimester miscarriage or is associated with gestational diabetes. So a lot of women who have PCOS are at very high risk of developing gestational diabetes. And when we look at why they have so many first trimester miscarriages, it's because their progesterone levels don't get to get high enough. And we have a whole talk show on fertility. And in order to keep you pregnant, we have to have progesterone levels go up, because that's the secret to maintaining the pregnancy. PCOS seems to run in families, with 20% of mothers and 40% of sisters of those with PCOS also demonstrating varying degrees of the syndrome. And PCOS is now considered an insulin-resistant or pre-diabetic condition. Because we have so many overweight women today, we're seeing a huge increase in PCOS. And many women don't get cysts. So that's the big confusing part about this diagnosis for this condition. So if your doctor's telling you, well, you don't have PCOS because you have no cysts, that is not the definitive test. You want to have tests for testosterone, androstenedione, DHEA. You want to have a fasting blood sugar and insulin test done as well, because those are going to give you a much better idea. You can also have the standard progesterone blood test as well. In menopausal women, so if you've had PCOS and now you're heading towards menopause, the production of our male hormones can decline, and there is more normal menstruation that occurs. So some women who have PCOS will start to see their periods get better in their 40s, even though that's probably too late for them to get pregnant. One of the interesting things is, if PCOS is not treated, it can increase your risk of cancer of the uterine lining, and women with PCOS are also at an increased risk of developing type 2 diabetes, cardiovascular disease with elevated cholesterol and triglycerides and hypertension. So what are some of the symptoms of PCOS? So we get body hair growing on the chest, the belly, the face, and around the nipples, decreased breast size, enlargement of the clitoris, thinning of the hair on the head. So here you're growing hair in other places you don't want it to grow, and then you're getting thinning of the hair on your head. Some women, their voice gets deeper. Some women get more acne, and irregular periods are a big sign, as well as dark or thick skin markings, increases around the armpits, groin, neck, and breasts. And of course, elevated male hormones, which is a big one, easily tested on blood tests, and disrupted blood sugar and insulin. Why is it happening? Well, historically, it was considered a female gynecological problem, but now research shows that it's associated with the production of too much insulin, so impaired glucose metabolism. That's why we call it a pre-diabetic disease. And not surprisingly, more than 85% of women who suffer from PCOS are overweight. Reports indicate that early puberty, so breast budding and pubic hair growth, is also linked to a higher level of male hormones being produced and insulin resistant. So if you've got an 8, 9, or 10-year-old who's already starting to develop, they're at higher risk of developing PCOS. And if they're overweight at 8, 9, and 10, you really want to start to look at diet right now so that you can increase their exercise output and change the diet so they're consuming a lot more of the healthy vegetables. Doctors always want to make sure that we don't have a pituitary tumor that's responsible for the elevated male hormones, or that you don't have adrenal tumors as well. Thyroid and prolactin abnormalities are also very common. So you don't want to use anything that raises prolactin levels. Milk thistle raises prolactin levels. So that's one of the big concerns. We want to make sure that prolactin levels stay in the normal range. And the big kicker here is weight gain. And because we have so many children today that are overweight, we're going to see an even bigger rise in the number of PCOS patients as we go along. And remember, most of these women are infertile. So this is a big contributor to our infertility problem. So we really want to focus on weight loss and healthier diet, using proper nutrition and exercise, which is not an easy task. Anyone who has PCOS is already insulin resistant, so they have big problems in regards to losing weight easily. And I have a great book called Smart Woman's Guide to Weight Loss, which you may want to pick up so that you can learn what foods to eat. And really, the diet is simple. Get rid of the white foods from your diet. Consume more protein, veggies, good healthy fats from extra virgin olive oil and organic coconut butter. Really focus on increasing vegetable consumption. And you want to have a great multivitamin with minerals every day. And the reason is because we need to have those cofactors found in the vitamins and minerals to make our hormones, to keep all of the balance in our body. And especially if you're under lots and lots of stress, you want to make sure that you've got magnesium bisglycinate in your diet as well. So multivitamins with minerals are important, eating the right diet. EstraSmart is one of the key treatments that we also use in PCOS patients. And deglucurate is one of the ingredients, turmeric, as well as indole-3-carbinol, which is so important for halting abnormal cell growth. Green tea extract, rosemary extract, DIM, and sulforaphane. And these nutrients combined keep your estrogen to progesterone ratio normal and stop abnormal cell growth as well. So reversing abnormal pap smears, stopping those ovarian cysts from occurring, making sure the follicle develops properly so it can secrete an egg. And I have a lot of questions about bioidentical hormones, which I'll look at after the break. You also want to de-stress, and deep breathing exercises is a good way to do that. So breathe in through your nose, out through your mouth, in through your nose, out through your mouth, so that we can keep those hormones balanced. If you're not sleeping at night, we have to get you to sleep. And there's so many great sleep aids. We can use melatonin. We can use things like hops and valerian and passion flower. We can use 5-HTP to help you sleep. We can use sun-theanine, which is another agent. We can use magnesium bisglycinate. And if you're not sleeping, go read the A to Z Woman's Guide to Vibrant Health and look up insomnia and follow the directions there. I have quite a few questions about natural progesterone cream and if we should use that for PCOS. I'm going to talk about that after the break just because it's quite a detailed answer. Borage oil is another thing that you want to combine because many women who have ovarian cysts and PCOS also get lots of inflammation in the pelvic cavity. So they, when they do get periods, they're quite painful. You would need 2,000 milligrams of borage oil per day to keep that inflammation down. You can also do castor oil packs where you soak layers of flannel with castor oil, put them on your belly, and then put a hot water bottle on top to help also decongest the area. When we come back after the break, we're going to talk about some key treatments that have been researched for PCOS, and we'll also talk about bioidentical hormones.
Opinions, options, answers. Voice America Health and Wellness.
Have you tried everything to lose weight and still can't budge that belly fat? Do you know that skin tags are the earliest warning sign of diabetes? Well, busting belly fat and normalizing blood sugar just got easier. Over 30 research studies have shown that quercetin found in GlucoSmart can get rid of belly fat fast in both men and women. Get Lorna Vanderhaeghe's weight loss book free when you purchase GlucoSmart at www.hormonehelp.com. That's hormonehelp.com.
Leadership is a destination, but how do you get there? More importantly, how do you maximize your power and influence and develop more leaders in your organization? Learn from proven leaders and proven practices. Join Drs. Kathy Greenberg and Relly Nadler for Leadership Development News. This program will help you develop the next leaders in your organization, balance your work life, manage your boss, and manage yourself. We'll feature cutting-edge interviews with industry experts and authors. Leadership Development News, every Monday at 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern, on the Voice America Business Channel.
Opinions, options, answers. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't.
It's Ask Lorna Live. To speak with Lorna or her guest today, call into our program at 1-866-472-5792. Again, that's 1-866-472-5792. You may also send in an email to AskLorna at HormoneHelp.com. Now, back to the show.
Before the break, I was talking about bioidentical hormones and if we should use them for treating ovarian cysts and polycystic ovarian syndrome. Well, many, many doctors do recommend progesterone cream or progesterone to be used orally or progesterone suppositories for ovarian cysts. One of the things we have to remember, and I think there is the application for progesterone cream if you've been tested. So get a saliva hormone test done. And in Canada, I really like Rocky Mountain Labs there in Calgary. They have a great saliva hormone test for progesterone. And in the U.S., it's ZRT is the lab that I recommend. Those two are fabulous in regards to giving affordable testing and also very accurate testing for bioidentical hormones. You want to be tested first. And then the one thing we have to remember with progesterone is that progesterone is what we call a precursor hormone. That means that it is used to make other hormones in the body. So progesterone can be used to make cortisol. Progesterone can be used to make testosterone, and progesterone can be used by your body to make estrogen. So understanding that, you're going, but I already have elevated testosterone because I have PCOS, and I'm getting ovarian cysts because I already have too much estrogen being secreted. So maybe progesterone would be a bad thing for me. And if you were thinking that, you'd be absolutely right. So we always use bioidentical hormones as a last resort. So first we would use things like EstroSmart to shrink any of your abnormal ovarian cysts and to get them to disappear and not come back again. And if that's very, very successful, then we would not use progesterone cream because we'd have to monitor you much closer. But if we did decide that progesterone was for you, there's a couple of progesterone products in the U.S. that I really like. Amerita makes a great Progest single-use packets, and they come in little individual packs, which I like because the cream doesn't get contaminated. And Progesticare by LifeFlow also makes a progesterone, so these both contain progesterone. In Canada, progesterone is a prescription drug, so you would get a prescription from your doctor, and then you would go to a compounding pharmacy where they would make it up. And we usually use, you know, anywhere from 6%, 10% progesterone cream morning and night between days 5 and day 28, even if you are somebody who is postmenopausal. So we have to take that five-day break. When we look at Progest single-use packets or Progesticare, Progesticare delivers a 20-milligram dose in a pre-measured pump. So I like that one because of the fact it's so easy to use as well. But the true superstar for treating PCOS is quercetol. And quercetol is a D-chiroinositol. It's been researched for over 25 years at the Virginia Medical School. There are over 30 published studies completed since 1979 using quercetol. And quercetol contains about 95% D-chiroinositol, which is derived from carob. It's a new nutrient on the market for the treatment of insulin-resistant conditions, including prediabetes, type 2 diabetes, and PCOS, as well as any excess male-related conditions. So if you're a woman who's getting excess male facial hair, this would also be something for you. Quercetol has also been researched for belly fat, weight loss, and to help you lose weight in general. So, which is great news for people with PCOS as well, because you and I both know how difficult it is to lose weight when you have polycystic ovarian syndrome. I also want to say that not everyone with PCOS is overweight. Many, many women who have PCOS are thin. It's rare, but we do have many thin women with PCOS. So if your doctor says, oh, you couldn't have PCOS, you're too skinny, it may not be true. So you want to have those tests I mentioned earlier. So how does quercetol work? It's been shown to reduce appetite, to improve serotonin, our happy hormone. Reduce serotonin or poor metabolism of serotonin is linked to increased sugar craving. So isn't that great? We get to improve our happy hormone and reduce our sugar cravings, and that's how it controls appetite. Quercetol is a molecule that is very, very similar to insulin. So it's structurally similar. It looks just like insulin in the body. It pushes glucose into the cell, and thereby it helps to control blood glucose levels. So let me give you a little overview of what happens when you eat food. When you eat food, your blood sugar goes up. Insulin's job is to push that sugar into the cell where it gets burned up in a furnace, like a furnace. And when we have insulin resistance, our insulin is not doing a very good job pushing the sugar into our cells to get burned up. And as a result, we get elevated blood sugar levels. Our insulin often goes up but is ineffective. So that's why we want you to have the fasting morning blood sugar and insulin test so we can see what's really going on with your insulin and blood sugar. The other thing is when insulin goes up in women, our testosterone goes up, and then we get male facial hair growth. In men, when insulin goes up, their testosterone converts to estrogen, so they get beer bellies and breasts. Beyond quercetol's insulin metabolism and blood sugar control benefits, which are outstanding, existing studies have also shown it's really beneficial for PCOS. It builds muscle and for weight control. And in those women with PCOS, weight gain around the hips, the thighs, insulin resistant and higher than normal male hormones and infertility due to not ovulating are major components of the disease. So remember that. PCOS is a very challenging condition to treat, and quercetol effectively reduces excess male hormones, reduces weight gain and appetite. And in women who also do not ovulate or have irregular periods associated with their insulin resistance and PCOS, quercetol works wonders. I'm going to tell you about a couple of studies that they've done using quercetol to get women to ovulate. Most women with PCOS, as we have said earlier, are overweight, but not all. And quercetol maintains normal blood sugar levels while normalizing ovulation and reducing excess circulating male hormones. Then we start to see normal menstrual cycles. So women can get pregnant when they use quercetol. Permanent weight loss is only going to happen when we stabilize blood sugar and improve insulin sensitivity. And most of the glucose in your body comes from the carbohydrates we eat. So we must eat only good carbohydrates. We want to avoid the sugars, the crackers, the cookies, the biscuits, the bagels, the bread. It's really not complicated. It's hard to do to eat just protein, green veggies, and good healthy fats. I also suggest if you have PCOS that you cut out fruit juice, because this elevates blood sugar and insulin quite rapidly. So how much quercetol would you take? And in the studies, they use 600 to 1,200 milligrams of quercetol per day. So if you're under 165 pounds, you would take 600 milligrams of Corostol. If you're over 165 pounds, I would suggest you take two capsules of Corostol. We have Corostol in GlucoSmart, and it comes in a one capsule a day dose of 600 milligrams for those under 165 pounds. The product also has chromium picolinate in it for blood sugar control as well. So I'm going to tell you a little bit about the study they did. They had 22 women who were given Corostol, and they were looked at their blood sugar and insulin levels. They also looked at testosterone concentration, the free testosterone, looking at it in serum. And what they found was quite exciting. They found the serum free testosterone concentration in 22 women decreased dramatically, which is what we want to see happen. Because remember, women with PCOS have very elevated testosterone. Also, the women's blood pressure normalized, which was also exciting because we often see increased risk of cardiovascular disease. That means high blood pressure, high cholesterol, high triglycerides. And this was, of course, compared to placebo, so other women in the group getting fake pills. And they also found their triglyceride levels decreased significantly as well. And they found none of these changes in the placebo group. 19 of the 22 women who received the Corostol ovulated as compared to 6 women in the placebo group. So that's pretty exciting. So we had 22 women in the group getting Corostol and 22 women getting placebo. And the women in the group getting Corostol, 19 of 22 of those women ovulated. It meant their cycles were becoming normal, their testosterone normalized. And in our office, we have tons and tons of beautiful baby pictures of women who could not get pregnant, who'd failed in vitro, who were able to get pregnant using Corostol along with EstraSmart. Some women also used EstraSmart Plus, which is our EstraSmart formula along with Vitex, to even further improve ovulation. So remember the way that Corostol works. It works by pushing the blood sugar into the cell, normalizing male hormones, which is exciting. One of the other early warning signs of diabetes is skin tags. So if you also have skin tags along with the male facial hair growth or the excess body hair growth, you know you're heading towards diabetes. If you have 4 skin tags or more, you are already a pre-diabetic. So we want to get that blood sugar and insulin back into balance using Corostol. And you don't have to have PCOS to use Corostol either. We know from the studies that it also helps to aid weight loss, to keep our blood sugar levels balanced. And for example, before I have a glass of wine, I have a Corostol. And that's so I can make sure that I can have that glass of wine and not have my blood sugar and insulin skyrocket, which of course causes the belly fat weight gain. So men and women can take this supplement for weight loss. And we did a show on weight loss. So you can listen to that particular podcast as well. And remember, there are lots of podcasts to listen to. They're posted at the Voice America website. They're also linked through our website at hormonehelp.com. And I know that the health food stores are giving away my Smart Woman's Guide to Weight Loss book free when you purchase Corostol at the health food store. So Corostol also has this wonderful benefit of getting rid of the belly fat. And you know that inner thigh fat and back fat, the people, the hardest places to lose the fat, that's where Corostol really shines for both men and women. I've got a couple of questions that I'm going to answer, and I have a lot of questions now since I've been speaking mostly for the third section of the show. But this question is, I've been struggling with PCOS now for 20 years. I'm 36 years old. I came off the birth control pill over a year ago, and my acne, weight gain, hair loss on the scalp has become much more pronounced. I spent a lot of money and time on acupuncture and pills, but haven't had any results. She wants to know what to do. Well, first off, I'm going to answer the question about birth control pills, and then we'll answer the rest when we come back after the break. They've actually done studies. You can read them on PubMed, which is the public medical library, regarding the birth control pill, and they found that women with PCOS, a lot of doctors are recommending the birth control pill as a treatment for PCOS, but they have now found that women who have PCOS, when they go on the pill, when they come off it years later, their PCOS is much, much worse. So the birth control pill is not something that I recommend as a long-term solution for any woman with PCOS. There are much better ways to get PCOS under control without using birth control pills. And the birth control pill, women will say to me, but I'm using the low-dose birth control pill. The low-dose birth control pill contains 7 times the amount of estrogen we would give to a postmenopausal woman. So there's really nothing low-dose about that. When we come back after the break, we're going to talk about why her PCOS got worse and what we can do to fix it.
Opinions, options, answers. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
Have you tried everything to lose weight and still can't budge that belly fat? Do you know that skin tags are the earliest warning sign of diabetes? Well, busting belly fat and normalizing blood sugar just got easier. Over 30 research studies have shown that quercetol found in GlucoSmart can get rid of belly fat fast in both men and women. Get Lorna Vanderhaeg's weight loss book free when you purchase GlucoSmart at www.hormonehealth.com. That's hormonehealth.com.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't.
It's Ask Lorna Live. To speak with Lorna or her guest today, call into our program at 1-866-472-5792. Again, that's 1-866-472-5792. You may also send in an email to AskLorna at hormonehelp.com. Now, back to the show.
So before the break, we are talking about the birth control pill and PCOS. And, you know, the birth control pill is now being used as a Band-Aid to treat many, many things, from irregular periods to endometriosis to ovarian cysts, fibroids, the list is long. And we have to remember that the birth control pill is very high in estrogens, and there are side effects. One of the problems, if you're going to come off the birth control pill, I always suggest that you go on EstroSmart for a whole month while you're on the pill and take 2 a day. Then when you come off the birth control pill, take 4 EstroSmart a day. We often see a rebound effect. A lot of women will have very, very bad symptoms when they come off the pill. So just doing that little treatment of giving you EstroSmart before you come off the pill will make a huge difference in whether or not your symptoms come back worse. In the case of PCOS, the key treatment, though, is the quercetol found in GlucoSmart. It's what is the secret. And a lot of people are talking about using inositol. But inositol, you would have to take thousands and thousands of grams of it. And women with PCOS cannot convert inositol into dechiroinositol. So it's much better to take the quercetol directly instead of having to worry about your body converting the inositol. So don't be confused by that information that's out there right now as well. I have another question. My husband and I have been trying to get pregnant since March of 2012, so almost a year, which is always really heartbreaking. I started to get irregular periods, so I went to the doctor. He ordered some blood tests. My blood test came back negative. Then I started to get terrible cramps. So as a result, my doctor scheduled me for an ultrasound, and they discovered that I have PCOS. So what it means is that you have cysts in your ovaries, but you're telling me in your email that you don't have male facial hair growth, you're not overweight, nor do you have acne. So that's also very common. We can have women with lots and lots of cysts in the ovaries, elevated male hormones, and not be overweight or have acne or facial hair growth. So there's lots of ways of determining this condition. The problem is that you're not able to get pregnant. So what we would do for you is I suggest you go on the EstroSmart Plus, which has a full daily dose of Vitex in it, and you would take 2 capsules a day. and then you would take one Glucosmart a day to get you ovulating properly again, to get that PCOS into remission, so that you and your husband can have a baby. And remember, most women ovulate between day 10 and day 15. Get yourself those ovulation predictors so that you can find out exactly when you ovulate so that you're having sex at the right time. Because if you're having sex earlier or later, you're not going to get pregnant. So ovulation predictors are a great investment, and get on the GlucoSmart. The other thing I want to say, if you do get pregnant, you want to stay on the quercetol, because a lot of women with PCOS will develop gestational diabetes as well. I have another question about PCOS. I'm a young woman and I'm on birth control pills. I went on birth control pills to stop my hair from falling out due to the PCOS. I don't get regular periods when I'm off the pill. You're not getting regular periods when you're on the pill either. Everybody should realize the only reason why you bleed on the pill is because the hormones stopped. It's not a regular period. You didn't ovulate. And the only reason why we have a bleed when we're on the pill is because the hormones have stopped. Otherwise, you definitely... One of the things I want to state, too, is if you had period problems before you went on the pill, you're still going to have the period problems afterwards. She's taking metformin for high insulin levels, but these upset her stomach. She also has celiac disease to compound the whole problem. I'd like to go off the pill and control my PCOS naturally, but I'm really afraid of losing my hair. So the first thing you want to do is make sure that you get your iron tested and you get your thyroid checked, because the two main reasons for hair loss are low iron and low thyroid. So you want to have a thyroid test that is below 2. So you want to have your TSH tested and you want to have it below 2. You want to have a ferritin test done, and you want to make sure your ferritin is between 40 and 70. You want it in the mid-range to keep your hair. So that's really important. Then I suggest you start taking 2 capsules of EstroSmart while you're on the birth control pill and 1 capsule of GlucoSmart. You can take GlucoSmart along with metformin and the other diabetes medications as well. And hopefully we can get you off the metformin once we get your blood sugar and insulin balanced using GlucoSmart. If you're over 165 pounds, then you will want to make sure that you take 2 GlucoSmart a day. So first, to come off the pill, you take 2 EstroSmart a day. When you've finished the whole month package of birth control pills, then you increase it to 4 EstroSmart a day. And you take 1 to 2 GlucoSmart a day, depending on how much weight you weigh. And as well, you can take it with the metformin, and eventually you will be able to get off it. You don't need the birth control pill for birth control reasons. So you're taking it solely for the PCOS, and you want to eat more veggies. Do as many things as you can to get your PCOS into remission as fast as possible. And if you want to have a baby, then it's even more important that we get these cycles working properly. I have another question. She says, I've been taking EstroSmart Plus 2 a day, and I went off the pill a month ago. I also have PCOS. I've had 1 mild period since going off the pill, and I'm really happy about that because that means that EstroSmart Plus is working. My skin is a little bit oily and starting to break out. So what do you suggest I do? Well, first off, I want you to take 2 EstroSmart Plus, which has the Vitex in it, to keep you ovulating properly. And then add 2 of the regular EstroSmart as well, because that way you'll get more of the EstroSmart dose, but not too much of the Vitex. And then you should also add GlucoSmart, because we want to get that PCOS into remission. And that's really the key to do that. I have another question. I was not able to attend your most recent seminar. Can you tell me what you recommend to shrink ovarian cysts? So at the beginning of this program, we talked about how to shrink ovarian cysts, and we use EstroSmart for that, and I suggest you go on 4 capsules a day. If you have any kind of lower abdominal pain, I also recommend you take 2,000 milligrams of borage oil. And we have it in 2 forms. We have it in capsules, and we also have it in a liquid. I really like the liquid because you can take more of it. Anybody with ovarian cysts should also do castor oil packs. So that's buy yourself some castor oil from the health food store or the pharmacy. soak some flannel cotton. I usually use 4 sheets of it, about the size of your abdomen, and then soak it so it's wet but not dripping, and then put a hot water bottle on it. We don't ever want to use a heating pad that we plug into the wall, because that's an electrical current going on around our ovaries, which is not such a great thing. And, you know, make sure that you're not on any products with milk thistle. And I have to state this emphatically. They discovered in a study done in women that milk thistle elevates prolactin levels. Elevated prolactin levels can cause abnormal cell growth, period pain, breast pain, as well as abnormal cell growth in the cysts. So I suggest that you make sure that none of your products that you're taking on a daily basis have milk thistle in it. I don't think it's a problem if you're using milk thistle for a liver cleanse, but I definitely would not use milk thistle every single day. And get rid of the foods in your diet that are also highly estrogenic, the things like the soy foods, the dairy products. Make sure your thyroid is working well also. I have another question I think I'd be able to get in the next minute. I was wondering why we shouldn't be eating soy foods when I have an ovarian cyst. I have a friend who doesn't eat red meat, and she uses lots and lots of soy products. She's always got ovarian cysts. Why do you recommend no soy foods? Well, they did a big study, and they looked at women's estradiol levels in saliva, and they found when they drank 1 8-ounce glass of soy milk, the estradiol went up 380%. So not a good thing. And so eliminating that soy to keep those estrogen levels in balance is important. Next week, we're going to do the libido show, I promise. And make sure you go to the website, read the free books at hormonehelp.com, and follow up with all the answers on Ask Lorna and listen to our podcasts.
Thanks for listening to Ask Lorna Live. Please join us again next Wednesday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time, 1 p.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. We'll talk again soon.
And I feel nice. That sugar is mine.